You're listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio, 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Hey, New England, it's Small Business Saturday, and you're listening to All Politics is Local on WCRN 830. We're joined on the phone by Paul Joseph, President and CEO of the Metro West Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, great. Thanks for joining us on Small Business Saturday. We thought it was important to get a Metro West representative on to come in and talk about, you know, small business and commerce. He's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. And what do you think? I mean, what are your thoughts today for Small Business Saturday?
Well, I just very much appreciate, you know, the opportunity to talk about it. I think, you know, I've been on the job at the Chamber for the last couple of months, and prior to that, as you know, was worked in economic development in Natick. And I think when we talk about small, you know, Shop Small Saturday in particular, I think it's a reminder to folks that we're very lucky to have the breadth of retail choices that we have and the opportunity to go out there and stimulate the economy. Remembering the local shops that really have put our downtowns on the map, I think, is an important part of it. We hear so much about Black Friday and the pull that it's made against pulling people out of their Thanksgiving meals, and we hear about Cyber Monday and the pull of e-commerce. Yet smack dab in the middle of those two dynamic and very heavily promoted trends, you know, you have Small Business Saturday, and I think it's very important for people to remember how, you know, shops and local entrepreneurs contribute to our economy.
What are your members telling you? I mean, how's the year looking up? I mean, realistically, or, you know, anybody telling you that, you know, business is great or business is poor? What are you hearing in the Metro West area?
Well, if I can use our ribbon cuttings as an indication, I think business is doing well. I think, you know, people are, you know, one observation I would make is I think the effectiveness of a regional tourism board and sort of helping to promote everything that we've got in the Metro West area kind of reinforces the fact that you don't have to go far to really enjoy, you know, a balance of options. So, you know, I look at the store openings that are in place. I think you're seeing an evolution in some ways. You're seeing different types of businesses coming in. You know, and that's exciting to me that, you know, we get that, you know, breadth of types of shopkeeping. So you look at Natick Center, for example, with their cultural district. There's a lot of locally made arts products and things like that. You go out a little further to Framingham and you see beer that's being brewed and manufactured in that space. You go out to Marlboro and you see the, you know, activity that's going on out there. So I think as you go sort of, you know, east to west across the Metro West region, I think each town offers something unique, and together it really weaves a really good fabric for us.
Well, I think the good thing about Metro West is it's got a lot of good, solid, large businesses, but it also has a huge base of small businesses that have been around for a very long time, you know, from the barber to the tailor to the auto mechanic, the guy, you know, I know I like to buy my appliances from a guy in Framingham, or actually a family business, and their prices aren't far from the big box stores, but the difference is when you've got a problem, they're going to take care of it. And big box stores, you know, they might want you to return your refrigerator back to, you know, someplace, some warehouse in Worcester or something, rather than come out and make sure it works right for you.
Absolutely, and I think you bring up a good point, too, in terms of the service. You know, so you have sort of the retail economy that everybody thinks about on a Saturday like today, but then you have the secondary economy, the services that go with that. You know, the restaurants that come about because we have a lot of people shopping in our area. We have, you know, the people that repair those refrigerators locally and the relationships. So to me, what's been really an important step in taking this position at the Metro West Chamber, our tagline is the power of connection. So the fact that you actually are able to build a relationship with the service, you know, the person that will show up on your service call. It's, you know, it's really, I think, part of what makes this part of Massachusetts so great. You know, we've really evolved from that local business. You know, so it's really the foundation of what grew out here.
Yeah, I know a lot of people like to go into Boston and eat, but I think they're crazy to take their drive into Boston and fight traffic and find a place to park, and then they rarely get to park close to the restaurant they want to utilize. But, you know, you can go down to downtown Natick, and there are, you know, three or four really good restaurants downtown Natick. You can go to Worcester. I don't know how many good restaurants there are here in Worcester, and some of them are smaller, and, you know, some of them are larger. You know, some good steak and fish houses is an example. We ate at a really good restaurant the other night after seeing Trump when we were over here in Worcester. And so you don't have to travel far to get a really good meal, as good a meal you're going to get anywhere in Boston. You know, good wines, great service. And guess what? You can park across the street or in front of the place and really enjoy a lot stressful evening.
Absolutely. And while you're out shopping, enjoy, you know, rather than worrying about being trampled in a mall or a big box store, the fact that you can actually enjoy and exhale and have a nice lunch and then kind of shop some, you know, local shops and kind of, again, it's what we all remember, you know, growing up. You know, what was suburbia like back 50s and 60s? I think we're kind of returning back to that simplicity and that need to connect with our local community. And again, I think what makes Metro West such a great area is that it really is a kind of mosaic of a lot of local communities within it.
Well, I'm sorry. We're joined on the phone by Paul Joseph, President and CEO of the Metro West Chamber of Commerce. Paul, let's talk a little bit about, you were just appointed by Governor Baker. Why don't we talk a little bit about that and tell the listening audience about your appointment? And
sure. So the governor is required under state law that they have to come up with the first year with the economic development plan. Since he's come to office, he has basically until the end of the calendar year to develop the Commonwealth Economic Development Plan. So Secretary of Housing and Economic Development, Jay Ash, is somewhat spearheading the process for the governor's office. And it represents a culmination of a listening tour that Mass Office of Business Development had started earlier this year. And what the administration has tried to do is reach out to every corner of the Commonwealth and really understand what drives the economy, not just the economy of Massachusetts, but the economy of Massachusetts by its unique regions. So when he looks, you know, at how to fund initiatives, whether through gateway city initiatives or looking at things on a regional basis, I think he's taking into account that, you know, how you do business out in the Berkshires is fundamentally different than how we might do it at Metro West versus in Cambridge or the Seaport District. So the Economic Development Planning Council represents a body, I believe the number is 53 individuals that represent a cross-section of both business and academia and how we each interact with the economy in Massachusetts. We're providing input to Secretary Ash as they develop the plan. So the draft plan has been released. It was vetted in a joint subcommittee of the State Senate last week, I believe it was, a week and a half ago. And the plan now is to finalize that draft. The council will be reconvening in December, providing final input on it, and the governor will hopefully sign off on that or his final version of that by the end of the year.
Well, that's great. As you can see and hear, Paul Joseph is on top of small business and the commerce in Massachusetts. Paul, we want to thank you for joining us on Small Business Saturday. You've been tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN.